Come on, Fonz. Year three. You're giving me head. Whoa. What does
that
mean?
That's a lot.
Well, it is year three. We're pretty comfortable with each other, right? Cheers, brother.
Cheers.
Hey, the Walter and Fonz Show, year number three.
Yeah.
And not only is this a great show, cheers. We got an incredible guest
Thank you. This
first episode of the new year.
Thanks for having me.
Gina Ruccioni, how are you?
I'm so good. Thank you so much for playing.
Did I say that right?
Yeah, you did, actually.
I am fucking good. I butcher names. Yeah. That's just a friggin'.
So what show is this again?
36.
I'm losing count, man.
It's 36. Damn, yeah, 36. Yeah, exactly. It's like my... I have like all the Danger Mouse cartoons, right? And I just know them by like, that's a year three, episode four show. It's like, that's how I know it. But this is the potential show. This show has a lot of potential. It has the potential to fucking make season three an incredible one. Last year, remember we had Janelle Blueau from she was a newscaster out
in Texas. She's in Sacramento or somewhere, Fresno.
Yeah, now we're leading it off. This is a potential show. Now we're leading it off with Gina Ruccioni. You have a lot of potential. Oh, you got a lot of shit going on.
Jesus, that actually sounds very reassuring.
Well, thanks for coming out. Thanks for letting us in your house, by the way. We'll talk more about it later, about what an incredible place you live in.
Thank you.
You literally live in a castle.
I do live in a castle.
And shit doesn't end at midnight.
No, it
doesn't.
There's
no Disneyland fairy tale.
No. It definitely does not end at midnight.
Well, Fonz, it's been a while. Our last show was incredible. Really time, Special yeah. C at the VFW 2828 on Hermosa Beach.
And now we're in Long Beach.
Now we're in the
castle.
In the castle. What have you been up to, man?
I've been living that fantasy, the fantasy of Disney World. I mean, Disneyland.
Disneyland. Real Disneyland.
Yeah. Since our last show, I got convinced into getting a membership or annual pass.
What? Beats timeshare though, right? Yeah.
Got one of those already. I got tricked into that
one
too.
So what's up then? But is it worth it? I mean, it's enforced. It's infused happiness.
And you know what? It's really expensive, and but I'm trying to make the best of it. So I'm like, I got to go like at least twice a month to make it worth it, like every single month.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to bring that price down, right? So we're going to the restaurants. We're trying to get everything using the discounts, 20% discount on this or whatever. But you know what? I love Disneyland.
Oh, they really got to you.
Yeah. He's been drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Hey, well, you know, it's a good fucking Kool-Aid, man. Every time I go, it's like, oh, God, crowds, kids. They made it snow. How did they make it fucking snow here?
I can't with Disneyland. I can't.
No?
No, I don't. Like, well, I just, I'm not like.
I'm leaving. I'm just kidding. I'm going to Disneyland.
Sit your ass down. No, I just, it's just, there's something about like kids.
You live in a castle and you're talking shit about Disneyland.
But I live in a different fantasy world. No, I just, there's something about like children that are like, I don't like sticky things and I don't like loud noises. So it like doesn't really.
Really, you don't? No.
What are we talking about?
I'm sorry. I won't interject again. Let's let you two catch up.
All right. Well, no. Okay. So you've been making the most out of your Disneyland.
Yeah. So since the beginning of the year, actually since like Christmas to now, I've been there like 15, 16 times.
Why, Jesus? What?
How do you get through the like the in and out? I imagine it's like the border in TJ. Like, does it take forever to get in and out?
No, it's quick, dude. It's really? Super easy, yeah.
Oh, fuck it. No chiclets?
No chiclets, nothing.
No fucking pinatas?
No passport, no nothing.
No mames way.
No mames. Hey, well, fucking cheers to that,
cheers,
dude.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's fine.
Disney.
Let's go.
Disneyland.
And now I'm in a castle? Shit, I don't even get let in the freaking... What is it? Snow White's castle.
Exactly. Cool, man. That's freaking cool.
Yeah, whatever. You? What's up with you, man? Shit. We've been delaying the show. Shit happens.
It's been a while. Well, you know what, dude? There's been a lot of reflection time. I had a birthday
you're
in May.
In front of the mirror or what?
Staring in front of the mirror pathetically. I mean, like, oh, great.
Damn, this is what I look like now?
What I look like? Seriously? Hold on, let me rub my eyes, make my vision blurry. Ah, no, it's all there. I celebrated a birthday, and I'm 36, and I realized that although I love it, I came to the realization I'm fucking old. I'm old, 36. It's like, dude, 20 years ago I was in high school. So 20 years ago I was in high school. So a whole generation ago, I wasn't a senior, but I was in high school. You know what I mean? So figured out I'm fucking old. What were you going to say?
No, I was saying, so when we walk into the 36, it's our spot, right? Or what?
Oh my God, you just made my birthday. Fuck yeah.
Hand in hand and shit? Or what? Yeah, of course.
Yeah, dude. No, I mean, I realized, I'm fucking old. Like, I finally found my sideburns. They have white hair. I fucking canceled TV. I, like, wanted to get back into reading. Shit that's important to me, honestly, are cars that park in the red. I'm like, motherfucker, they have no fucking respect. Like, they're gonna fucking hit the side of my car. Why are you parked in the red? It's like, give them a break, man. It's in the middle of the
get
night.
Get off my lawn.
Parking sucks. Parking sucks in Long Beach. Like, I get mad by this shit. Like, just, I mean, I'm just like, why are you fucking parked in the red? Like, dude, I listen to AM radio a lot.
Oh, no,
dude.
Then you're definitely, that's a surefire sign.
I got a fucking iPhone 4. Oh, yeah. You know, I literally still exercise to not get chicks, but to avoid a heart attack. Seriously, to avoid a heart attack. I'm just like, dude, I went to Tommy's the other night. I need to go exercise.
Well, wait till you get the antacids before you go to Tommy's and shit.
But the thing is, whether I work out or not, those things shouldn't cross my mind. And they cross my mind. So it's kind of like, what? You know, at the athletic club I go to, I have less in common with the young front desk staff than I do with, like, the 30-year-old members. Dude, we're over here talking about, like, the Yankees of 79 and 78, like, freaking union laborers. Like
Tetris.
I mean, no.
I'm sorry. Did I just age you?
No. It'd be awesome if I could talk about Tetris. I could be like, remember that Russian techno Tetris? Like, I mean, it's past that. It's like I've gone beyond my years. I think it's like, remember that game, what was it, Trouble, where you step on it and then you slide down or whatever?
Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Or Chutes and Ladders. Whatever it is. It's just like, I hit 36, 50, and it's like, dude, and it's like, I'm not disgruntled, but it shows a lot of, like, damn, I'm fucking, you know what, I honestly, if you talk to me, my favorite bands are Social D and Motorhead. Like, there hasn't been one other band better. And then, like, they're fucking old. They're, like, 80s, and, like, this is, like, dinosaur rock right now. But those are my favorite bands, and I'm like, I'm sorry, that's what I like. And then I guess I'm sorry I'm 50. my favorite movies are out on theater right now. Just, they're all remakes.
I know, right? They're on VHS.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, remember Jurassic Park?
Dude.
It's like, again?
Yes.
Come on, again? Really? You can't make a better Laura Dern. You can't make a better Jeff Goldblum. Like, dude, fucking, it's just like, really, really, how much more CGI can you make the goddamn dinosaurs? My night of a night out is, or my example of a night out is doing a fucking podcast. So it's fucking cool.
Yeah.
Enjoy. But you know what? Fuck it. Cheers.
I like it.
I can't wait till I'm the guy who I'm waiting so I can afford Dodger season tickets. So I can be the guy with the AM, with the radio headphones, right? Still keeping score of the game. Like, that's who I want to be. Like, it's not even, like, what I want to avoid. It's, like, what I want to be. Like, and it's just, like, wow, this is what, the other day on a weekday, I didn't give a fuck, dude. I didn't give a fuck. You know what I had? I put bacon in my whiskey, and I was like, fuck everyone. And I was like, why am I mad?
Why am I crotchety?
I was totally crotchety, and I said, no one will ever know. And I fucking poured me some of the fucking bullet bourbon, put a strip of bacon. And then I started scrambling my eggs, dude. And I was like,
bro,
no one knows me. No one has the power to make me do shit. And it's like, I'm not dying or anything. No. Like, well, but whatever, you know, I still find the true loves in life, and they're in those ways. And it's cool. It's just different. And so that's what I noticed. I'm getting old. Fuck it. Fuck this show.
Fuck it.
That's pretty crotchety. Yeah, fuck you.
How do we move on from that, Walt?
I don't know, Gina. What's
up with you? What have you been up to? You got a lot going on. That's why we have you in here.
Oh, dear.
You got a lot going on. Talk to us. I mean, from what I know, just to kind of set the base here is you said fuck the world. I fucking have a lot of fun and I have a lot of funny stories to tell.
I
have a lot of funny observation. I want to be a goddamn comic. I'm going to just fucking try to be a comic.
Whoa. Yikes. When you say that out loud, it makes me a little nervous.
Why?
I don't know. I think anxiety ensues. So what am I doing? Comedy.
What's up? Just tell. What's going on? What's going on here? Tell the world.
So.
Or the 16 listeners.
the 7.5 listeners. I thought I was going to be an investment banker because it sounds cute on paper, right? You know, like, and then I went backpacking through Ireland with literally one backpack, and I stayed on a goat farm.
What?
Yeah. So the way this trip was sold to me is I was going to live on this goat farm for a couple weeks. So I show up in Ireland, and I did something I've never done before, which is just pack a backpack. Like, I'm kind of bougie, and I hate to say that shit out loud, but I am. So
own it.
I'm going to own that shit.
Nothing
so I'm,
that.
I'm pretty bougie. So I thought I'm going to do something super out of character, and I'm going to just pack one bag. And I'm talking like one bag, I mean like a backpack. Like I wore the same pants for like 12 days.
Like chones, no chones?
Like woof. Woof. So I show up in Ireland and I'm on this goat farm and I have this one backpack and it was like one of those coming of age tales, right? So I would, you know, hike 5 miles, bike 20 miles type Damn. Of thing. And then I got back from Ireland and I was like, oh, I can't do investment banking. I have no soul if I do this. And then I kind of like, you know, had a couple band-aid jobs here and there and then decided, no, I have a lot of stories. I have a lot of shit to say. I think I want to do stand-up. And I've always wanted to do stand-up. And I've been writing this blog forever. But so I just thought, like, I have these stories. I'm gonna pursue this. I don't really know what that means by pursue this. I just, you know, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure it out. I live in a castle. I live in a castle. I have shit to say. We'll just, you know, let's dance.
You know, what a comedian needs to perform is a mic. So you got a mic in front of you. And
I do have a mic. Testing, 1, 2.
Testies, 1, 2. You got a lot of, wow, that's fucking awesome. Ireland's incredible. The time I went to Ireland, I never got out of Dublin. I was jet lagging hungover most of the 3 days I was there. Fonz, you're on your way this summer.
You're going to Ireland?
Yeah.
Bro, let me explain one thing to you, which I had no idea. So they drive on the fucked side of the road?
Yes.
Okay.
Right,
so
in the cars.
Yeah. That's the fucked side of the road.
The wrong one.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, so whichever side we drive on, they don't.
Okay.
So I remember I'm borrowing this guy's bike. His daughter's bike, who's like 9.
It had the little things on the side?
The little...
The training wheels?
The doilies, or the shit that hangs off the handlebars.
Oh, yeah.
So we're in this, like, garden, this really, like, I don't know what it was. It wasn't a garden. It was like I think it was like a park, like a national park. And I'm trying to figure out how to get my bearings on this bike. And so I get on the bike and I'm like, dude, the brakes don't work. And in my mind, I'm like, the brakes don't work. And I fucking nosedive into this bush. And I'm like, and it really, like, I'm like ruining pieces of Ireland's history, like as I'm rolling in between these like leaves and bushes. And I'm like, okay, there's another 20 miles to go today. Like, I don't know if I can do it. So we end up biking 20 miles and we get to the end. We're in, I forget what city we're in. And, I'm with my two friends that I actually met in China a couple years before. And I see them trying to cross the road. And I'm like, okay, well, I have to follow these people. And I'm not looking right or left because sometimes, like, I think if I just look forward, nothing will happen to me. So I, like, go out in the middle of traffic and I get sideswiped by this blue Audi. and she hits me hard.
Wow.
And she looks at me and she's like, what are you, crazy? And I'm like, kind of, you know? And also, like, I'm sorry, but, like, but you hit me. Why am I apologizing? So I fuck up my arm pretty bad. No broken bones, but there was bruising. So, like, the only logical way to deal with this is to drink Guinness.
Yes.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
So but that's what it takes. You'll get hit by a fucking car.
Yeah, you have to get hit by a car. You're not anyone until you've been hit by a car in Ireland.
Sounds good.
Yeah. It was a good time. I liked it.
Wow. And you drank a bunch of Guinness.
You have to, scientifically speaking.
And the Audi, you know, goddamn Germans.
Yeah, or the Irish.
No, but the Audi's
on the wrong side of the road.
Or the Irish.
On the wrong side of the road.
That's pretty good.
It was pretty. Don't judge me on this what one about night
the,
alone.
So the goats. You also live.
What were you
goats.
Doing there?
Okay, so.
What did you do?
So I do nothing. I drank and I.
Did you sheep herd?
Okay, so here's
the
thing.
Golf?
They sold this trip
make
as
cheese.
I would always like. I've always wanted to make cheese. The trip was sold to me as I'm staying on a goat farm. When I show up to the goat farm, there's un goat. There's one fucking goat. And I'm like looking around. I was like, because I've told everyone at this point, like, I'm staying on a fucking goat farm. Like, and I'm trying to document this trip. Like, this is like unlike me. Usually I'm very fucking bougie. You know, so I'm like looking around for all these goats. And they're like, no, it's not a goat farm. It's like, it's a farm that we happen to have a goat. And I'm like, bro, this living social deal did not tell me that there was only...
It sounded like it was a living unsocial.
It wasn't very social, but it was, it's sort of like kind of a...
But don't look at my goat because it's my girlfriend, right?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Woof. No, it was a blast. I love Ireland.
Came back and you were like, you know what? I'm gonna try to figure out some
what I'm gonna do with my life. Well, it was actually funny. So when I got hired for this investment banking firm in Newport, I thought, oh God, I really have to fit in. So I'm gonna go to Nordstrom's and buy like, I don't know, $5,000 worth of clothing. So I buy all these clothes, and then I go to Ireland, I come back and I go to Nordstrom's and I'm like, I'm a new person. I'm changed. So I try to return everything. And you've got like security. Like, I guess no one's ever tried to return like $5,000 worth of clothing.
And Nordstrom is notorious for
returns.
Returns. Yeah. That's what makes their service.
Totally.
You're like, I'm going to test this.
And I'm like, bro, I have receipts. Like, this is, like, I here's the credit card. Like, this isn't me being shady. This is just me having like a quarter life crisis. Well, now I guess quarter point 6-7. I don't know. I math and science hurts my head. So.
Keep drinking.
There you go.
Keep Yahtzee. Drinking.
What are the themes in what you think you're going to talk about, or what you know?
Typically,
you're
it's really shitty dating experiences. Like, I could pull up my OkCupid profile right now, and we could read the literally 70 messages that I have saved that I haven't responded to, and we could go through them.
What's OkCupid?
Oh, dude, you just ate yourself again. Okay, so bro, there's different dating mediums, right? So if you're trying to get laid, you do Tinder.
And Plenty of Fish?
I don't know. I'm not a no.
Laid is Tinder.
Laid is Tinder.
Tinder's the one that you slide.
Yeah, you got right? So it's really very primal. It's you're either to the right or to the left. If you're hot or you're not, essentially, right? And so people have like an option of putting like a tagline underneath, right? So some guys, which is this is always a red flag, is they have these long-winded, you know, 17 paragraphs about what they're looking for in a woman.
And I'm like, I love poetry.
Yeah. Long
I
walks
love
on
walking
the beach.
Your kids in the park.
Yeah. And it's funny. So when you're looking through, so they can post several photos, right? So, and it's my favorite. So I've got this down to a T. So a lot of these guys, what they'll do is they'll post a picture of them, like with their mother. So they look like, you know, nice.
Like moms is in
yeah,
the picture?
Moms? Like moms. Straight
not
up moms.
Moms is arms.
Nah, dude.
Like the whole mom.
Like your mom.
Well, girls should do that too, though.
Like, no, hold on. So, well, that's a whole nother. We'll get there because I've seen some ratchet shit.
Won't girls do that because then the guy goes, like, well, she's going to look like her.
Exactly.
Yes.
Mom's
looking
at the point. So, it's like, well, if I can't hit mom, I'll hit mom. I mean, if I can't hit the girl, I'll hit the mom.
Right. So, there's like a science behind it, right? So, with these men, they'll do like a photo with them and a baby. And then it's always like, underneath, it's like, that's my niece. And it's like, all right, bitch, like, I get it. So, like, you want us to know, like, you can hold a kid, right? So you want me to think, like, how cute, like, you know, he wants a family one day. Lies, deceit. So there's a whole science underneath it. So under my Tinder profile, I just put, I Tinder for science. I Tinder for science. Because really, it's an experiment. And it's a social experiment.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing at all. But then I start to get like, so you either swipe right or you swipe left. And then if you two are a match, cause you both swipe right, then it's like, oh, it's a match, you know, like,
how cute.
Yay. And then like discussion ensues. Right. So they start asking you questions and usually I get like a, hey, will you send me a text message of your, like a photo of your feet?
Are you serious?
Yeah, bro. So like there's like
is there a charge for this?
No. Tinder's free.
Oh, no way.
You know.
They would have made a fortune on that.
Well,
on that part, right?
I'm sure they're figuring out a way to charge for it.
Are you Asian and like doorknobs?
Yes.
Right. Yes.
Exactly. And it's like, I'm clearly not Asian. I'm Sicilian. Like, you know.
But and I like old Victorian doorknobs. Thank you very much, assholes.
But then OkCupid is a bit more involved. So OkCupid, you have like a profile, right? So, and I keep it very minimal. So, and from what I've studied about dating, because like for me, it's like science.
It's a science.
Right.
Science.
It's science. So basically what I've picked up on this is like, share less, okay? So I keep it very vague. And, you know, and you post like the obligatory, you have the hot photo in Vegas. You have you like playing with a football, right? So I'm trying to be well-rounded. So I'm like, there's one of me throwing a football. There's one with me with another guy, smart. Right? So it's like, oh, well, other guys think she's cute because there she is with a guy, right? And then there's then there's me like flipping an omelet. Oh, she cooks, you know? So it's like, it's science, right?
So then, that's the kind of shit you can do when you don't have a 9-to-5. Yeah. That's awesome.
When you're gainfully unemployed. Yeah. So, so OkCupid. So if I pulled that up right now, we'd get like, we could just scroll through these horrible, and I've been on some horrible dates.
Oh, I want to know.
Oh, they're so
bad. But they all, the horrible dates, are they all like, the product of Tinder or
no, some of these shit dates were Red pre
Box Square. What's the second one? Tinder. Or
Tinder
what?
Or OkCupid.
OkCupid. Are they the friggin' product of those two?
No. Some of these shit dates were pre online dating. Like that's how far back this goes. Like my parents are worried about me. They're worried that I'm not going to find somebody, you know, because we're Catholic and I'm supposed to get married and have kids. Like my mom already has a Pinterest page with like baby clothes, you know, and then I'll bring guys home. And then my parents are like, you know, state your purpose. What's your life story? I brought one guy home once and my dad was like, we're sitting at the kitchen table. My dad goes, yeah, I think you just fucking lack social skills. And I'm like, Dad, if you keep doing this, I'll never get married. You know, like I can't. This is just a nightmare. So I've been through like a series of unfortunate dates.
Do you do that sometimes to like piss off your parents?
No. At this point, it's just entertainment. It's so fun.
Yeah, I like to be a fly on the wall.
Yeah. Oh, it's
what the Ruccioni.
Can I give you my recorder and take it?
Yeah, dude, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. So I'll give you an example of a really bad date. So one of my girlfriends was going to school back east. And this was years ago. And she tells me, oh, I've got the perfect guy for you. Like, okay, so I fly out to Philadelphia. We're going to drive to New York for the evening, right?
Is that a double date that you were...
Yeah, it's a double date. So her boyfriend's best friend, right? Okay. So
all your blogs.
So I fly to Pennsylvania. Her boyfriend picks us up, and he's in investment banking, whatever. And so, you know, he's a quote-unquote a big deal. At that time, I don't know. Fuck, I'm 20. I don't know what I'm doing. So we go to pick this guy up from NYU, and he gets in the back of the car, and he sits down. Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. While we're driving to pick this guy up, I get a text message, and he goes, if you want anything to happen between us tonight, I'd suggest you don't drink or use any illegal drugs. And at the time, I'm like, dude, I'm 20. I drink, but I don't use illegal drugs. And, like, also, who the fuck are you, and where is this? Like, how did you get my number?
Oh, creeper. Wow.
Yeah, it was really intense. Anyway, so we go to pick him up at NYU. He gets in the car. He sits down next to me in the back seat. And he goes, I don't know if you know this, but I'm kind of a big deal around here. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, no, I didn't know this.
People still use that line.
Well, like, I didn't. I had. Big deals, I hadn't seen line. The movie yet. I hadn't seen that movie. Well, what is it? Anchorman, right? So I hadn't seen it. So I'm just thinking this guy's a douchebag, which he was. So I don't know if you know. I'm a big deal. I'm like, all right, well, great. So he sits down next to me. He's like, and by the way, these are Prada loafers, so don't fucking scuff them. And I'm looking at my girlfriend in the front seat, and I'm like, really? This is my soulmate? This is you wanting me to fly to Pennsylvania to meet this asshole? Great. Certainly. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Appreciate it. You know what? Thanks so much. So then we end up at this club in the meatpacking district, and he decides me, and he's recently out of rehab. This was the whole point about me not drinking or using illegal drugs. So we're in this club, and he's showing me around. He's like, I used to do cocaine here. I used to do it here. And I'm thinking to myself, what's cocaine? This is rough. This guy's got a lot to say. It's too much.
Woof. You're like, wait a minute. If I start dating you, I'm going to miss out on all those experiences. Yeah.
If I start dating you, I'm going to really regret my 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm ready to settle down.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You make me want to get married. Yeah. To not you. Yeah. So you make me want to, well, whatever. You make me want to vomit. Anyway, so long story short, we're dancing, whatever, and he's like, don't drink. And I'm thinking in my mind, like, okay, there's a bitch with jello shots. Like, I have to drink through this.
I need
to beverage my way through this.
You want to have a good time.
Yeah, I need to drown my sorrows. So anyway, night's over. He's boring. We drive back to Connecticut, Greenwich, Connecticut, right? And we're staying in this huge mansion. And I've got the 7th bedroom on the left.
What?
Not the second. The 7th bedroom on the left. Correct.
What?
Yes. So I crawl into bed and I shut the door. And right before I do this, I tell my friend's boyfriend, I'm like, put a leash on your dog. Because that guy is woof. Like, I'm not hooking up with this guy. This guy is rude and weird. Okay. So he's like, yeah. Like, he'll sleep on the couch. I'm like, or he could sleep in one of the other 17 bedrooms. Like, no one gives a shit. Just
to the left.
Yes, to the left. Just not in here. So I crawl into bed. And then all of a sudden, I get a...
Of course you did.
Gina. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. Gina, it's Jeff. I'm like, obviously, it's Jeff. Who the fuck else is it? Like, yeah, there's 19 other guys here. No, it's Jeff. What?
Well,
Jeff,
there
what?
There is 17
yeah,
other rooms.
Yeah, I mean, Jeff, what? And he's like, can I come in? I just want to apologize. I'm like, okay, no problem. So I'm laying in bed, and I sit up in bed, and I always sleep with a bottle of water by the side of my bed. So he sits on the bedside, and he's like, Gina, like, look, I really want to apologize. My behavior was out of control. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, it was. You're horrible to be around. He's like, no problem. He's like, do you mind if I have a sip of your water? I'm like, well, yeah, like, of course, have a sip of water. He grabs the bottle of water, pours it all over me.
All over you.
All over me, rips off my tank top and goes, bitch, don't act like you weren't already wet. And then runs out of the room, never to be heard from or seen from again.
Wait, when he like ran out of the mansion?
Yeah.
Like he's still like running?
I don't know. Yeah. But
Dubai?
Because I read that blog. I read your blog and it was like, you didn't mention that. And I love that we have it on our show now.
Yeah. It's part two of that blog.
Can you imagine though? Yeah. Like, what are you doing? I don't know. Like, first of all, that tank top was vintage. That's a problem. You can't get that back.
Well, you know why, right? You scuffed the goddamn loafers. That's payback.
You should throw the whole fucking shit out the window.
It was a nightmare.
He thought you scuffed the loafers.
But can you imagine, like, oh, don't act like you weren't already wet. What?
What?
What is happening here?
Is that the product of, like, young privilege youth?
Yeah,
is that what they do?
Yeah, it's the, like, poor white rich kids. Yeah.
Poor white. Oh,
don't
so
act
old,
like
bro.
You weren't wet.
Don't act like you weren't already wet.
Because nothing turns me on more than Al-Anon, Alcohol Anonymous, and being in a club and not being able to do anything.
Yeah, yeah, and your mommy issues. Hey, mommy issues fucking turn me on.
Thou shalt not steal if there is a direct victim. Thou shalt not worship pop idols or follow lost prophets. Thou shalt not take the names of Johnny Cash, Joe Strummer, Johnny Harmon, Desmond Decker, Jim Morrison, Jimi Hendrix, or Syd Barrett in vain. Thou shalt not think any man over the age of 30 that plays with a child that is not their own is a paedophile. Some people are just nice. Thou shalt not read NME. Thou shalt not stop liking a band just because they've become popular. Thou shalt not question Stephen Fry. Thou shalt not judge a book by its cover. Thou shalt not judge Lethal Weapon by Danny Glover. Thou shalt not buy Coca-Cola products. Thou shalt not buy Nestle products. Thou shalt not go into the woods with your boyfriend's best friend, take drugs and cheat on him. Thou shalt not fall in love so easily. Thou shalt not use poetry, art or music to get into girls' pants. Use it to get into their heads. Thou shalt not watch Hollyoaks. I should not attend an open mic and leave as soon as you've done your shitty little poem or song, you self-righteous freak. I should not return to the same club or bar, week in, week out, because you once saw a girl in your fancy, you never...
All right, year 3, the pilot 36, we're here in a castle, recording a freaking show in the Gaytoni out here in Long Beach. Gina Ruccioni, our guest today. Well, Fonz, what a fucking great show we're having today. Right? This is a way to kick off the new year.
I'm in a freaking castle, dude.
In a castle. Wow.
Long Beach Castle.
Get it?
Some gothic letters on the roof.
Gothic letters on the roof. Exactly, man. We have a what's our media? We have a Walter Fawn Show on Facebook.
Yeah.
We have any emails, walterandfawns@gmail.com or not, waltandfawns@gmail.com. Either or, we get them both. Yeah. That's what we do. What else we got?
We got the number, the phone number.
What's the phone number?
Fucking Rock God. 323 Rock God.
Call you us hammered. You pay call for us stone. That. Yes. No, we don't pay for it. It's free.
Oh, Jesus.
323 Rock God.
323 Rock God. Call us however you like. Give us anything you need. Give us anything you want. We just want the audio. Yeah. And it will be on. It will be on the show. So there are various ways of communicating. With that in mind, I got our first correspondence, Fondo.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I did. Did.
You did it.
I did the did. I opened the mailbox electronically, and I came across this. It's pretty funny. It's like I got a letter.
Oh.
It's from. Do you guys want to know who it's from?
Yes.
Yeah, totally.
Pray
yeah.
tell.
This letter is from Carbohydrate.
What?
It's just titled Carbohydrate.
Shut the fuck up.
And I'm like, all right. Well, let me read.
Carbohydrate.
Carbohydrate.
Where's he from?
Earth. I don't know. This shit says, Carbohydrate. Hello, I'm Carbohydrate, and I want to share a message to many. Fuck off. How dare you? How dare you shun me, world? You have shamed me publicly. Blame me for diseases ruining your country. I've been around way before you have and have provided the world with a way of survival. More importantly, bitches, I've been at every one of your favorite moments.
They have.
I've been at birthdays,
they have.
Bar mitzvahs, quinceañeras, weddings, divorces, bro nights, and ho nights. I'm everywhere.
You are pizza.
I am at the bar you hang out at your favorite restaurant, and all your favorite meals. Yet you seem to blame me and your family, the culprit of why you think you are unhealthy. I'm the one who feeds your brain, keeps you from acting like a bitch, gives you ready, available energy way quicker than the other two idiot nutrients you seem to favor over me. This guy probably did his homework. I bring you happiness in all my forms. Yet because you want to have the body of Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone 1, wear skinnier jeans than your girlfriend, you simply lose weight without exercising, you want to use me as a scapegoat to why you're fat? Well, maybe it's not your fault. Maybe you're ignorant on how I work. And for that, I sympathize. I am made for several reasons that are important to you. Reasons that other things cannot make up for. In my most natural form, I keep you from craving bad shit. I am the methadone of your diet in this day and age. If you are fat, it's not because you ate me in the form of a banana. I've yet to see a fat ape. Just one with a muscular ass, which I think several of you are also looking to get without working for it. Look, people, I'm cheap. I'm fun. I bring the world together. You try to stay away from me for long periods of time. Where the result is a slow beat down to your kidneys, and like a crack fiend, you find yourself in a dark alley or a drive-thru to find the worst forms of me, like a number two at McDonald's or eight tacos from Jack in the Box after 10 expensive yet not satisfying fucking vodkas and Ocean Spray lights. When me and fat and protein, yes, protein, we all get it in absurd amounts, we are going to blow up quicker like the Party Like a Tuesday song. Look. George Washington ate a carb. Muhammad Ali ate a carb. Ernest Hemingway ate a carb. Barry Sanders ate a carb. Mother Teresa ate a carb. Morrissey ate a carb. Jack LaLanne ate a carb. Mahatma Gandhi ate a carb. Nick Nolte ate a carb. The that guy who looks everything. Like Nick Nolte. Is that Gary Busey? I think. Yes. Is it Gary Busey?
Fuck yes.
Is that who he's referring
yes.
to?
Yes.
Ate a carb. Mary J. Blige ate a carb. John Hancock, Joan of Arc, General Patton, Steve Irwin ate a carb. The list goes on. Albert Einstein, Leonardo DiCaprio, Isaac fucking Newton, Bo Diddley, Charles Darwin, Shakespeare, Sacagawea ate a carb.
He dropped the Sacagawea.
Moses probably ate a carb. Nelson Mandela, in and out of jail, he ate carbs. Carl Malone, Karl Marx, Homer, Jesus. Christopher Columbus, Homer Simpson ate a carb. Katharine Hepburn? Ate yes. a carb. Ian Fraser Kilmister, also known as Lemmy, ate a carb. Luther Vandross, fat and skinny, ate a carb. Walter Fonz and Gina ate a carb.
I did. You know actually, you know what's funny about that is I saw a carb on carb crime today.
Oh.
My friend put, okay. Oh, I'm so glad.
Wait, what do you think about this correspondence?
This is, well, in, let me retort. I saw a carb on carb crime today. I saw someone put a piece of sourdough toast on top of a pancake today.
What?
And take a bite.
Oh my God.
Bro, I fucking died. I died.
Carbs are here to stay.
That's poignant. That shit makes sense.
Carbs are here to stay. Are just they? Don't eat one like fucking all the time.
Woof.
Well, I like it. So, everyone else, world, you have to, it's tough to beat.
You got to top that shit.
You got to
right
top
there.
That shit.
How do you do it?
How do you top?
How do you. Carbs. Well, you can't. Well, you put two on two.
How do you top carbs?
You carb on carb. You carb
deep
on carb.
Deep fry.
Yes. You fucking put it. What you should have done is a pancake, sourdough toast, Twinkie, deep fry. And then you go to some world
like
fair.
Like Monte Cristo style, right?
Yeah.
How about we talk about
I'm guessing you like our show, right?
I like it. I'm in.
Yes.
I'll be a reoccurring theme.
Yes. All right.
I like hope
it.
So.
I do.
The trials and tribulations of Gino Ruccione. Gino Ruccione, tell us about your blog. What's the name of your blog and why haven't you continued doing it and what is it about?
So I write this blog called Food, Fashion, and Foolish Fornication, and essentially it's about me and my trials and tribulations, if you will.
Thank you for the correction.
You're welcome. About food, which I know because I like to cook. I'm a self-proclaimed food critic.
Gastrologist.
Yes.
One who studies gastrology.
Yeah, but
I learned that yesterday. I feel like a fourth grader.
I'm really glad you Googled it. You know.
But so. I was reading it, and then I had to Google it.
Yeah, you have to.
One who studies food,
mm-hmm.
wine,
correct.
Culture.
And culture.
That's you.
Right. That's me to a T. So it's really important for me to talk about food because I traveled a lot when I was a kid. So food is like an escape. When you're a kid and you're fat, because I was a fat kid, you do it to escape, right? You're trying to eat your feelings, quote unquote. But now that I'm older, it's more about like when I put something in my mouth, it transports me to a different place. So if it doesn't taste good, I don't want it in my mouth. And you can take that how you will. I write about food because it matters. I'm Sicilian, so food is a big deal. I write about fashion because I went to fashion school. And
where'd
I write
you go to fashion school?
I went to FITM.
Yeah!
FITM, woo woo.
Awesome. What is that, grand and ninth?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yes.
Yes. And I was a horrible human when I went to FITM. I thought I was so fucking cool. I remember I walked in. My first day of school, I'm late. I walk into class.
Because you had to pick what you were going to wear.
Oh yeah. No. I used to.
Was it because you were doing like the machines, the workout machines?
Oh, no. This is pre-workout.
This is pre-workout. Machines?
Yeah. So I used to look like Amy Winehouse. So my hair is naturally curly. Okay. And my go-to outfit was white wife beater, no bra, because I don't have tits. So what's the point? High-waisted shorts. And then I'd wear these boots with stockings. And I used to style, but I worked for a lingerie company. And we had a storefront on Melrose, and I thought it was so fucking cool. So I was in my early 20s, so we went to Milan for Fashion Week, and I was the only person who spoke Italian except for my boss. So like we both went, and I was supposed to be there for like a couple days. I was there for maybe a week. I don't know. My memory escapes me at the moment. but I was there, and but I remember thinking I'm so fucking cool. So I would go into these bars in Hollywood, and I was dating a chef, and he was very well connected because, you know, people need to eat, but like he was also very cool. So I remember going into these bars, and I'd sit down at the bar, and I'd put my feet up on the bar, and I'd be drunk, and I was such an asshole to everybody, but I thought it was funny. Anyway, so my first day of school at FITM, I'm late because I'm jet lagged because I just gotten back from Milan Fashion Week. And every girl that's going to FITM is thinking, oh my God, I can't wait to go to Milan Fashion Week. So I walk in the back of the class. I put my feet up on the table like an asshole. And we're going around the room introducing ourselves. So obviously I'm late. So the professor, are you even a professor of fashion? I don't fucking know. She looks at me. She goes, so what's your name? What's your major? I go, well, my name's Gina. I'm pre-law. And I thought I was being funny. No one laughed. She's like, excuse me? I'm like, oh yeah, I'm pre-law, or maybe I'm at the wrong school or classroom or
you're seriously going on.
Like, you can't get anyone to laugh. It's like everybody's so fucking serious. But yeah, so okay, so the fashion thing, and then the foolish fornicating. Everybody gets really upset about. Well, not everybody, just my dad. The foolish fornicating. There's not a lot of foolish fornicating lately. Although, I just got back from Vegas, so Vegas is like my slump buster. So anytime I go through a bad breakup, I go to Vegas. I find a Jewish lawyer. I bring him back to my hotel room. We high five, and then I say thanks for playing.
And he has a mitzvah.
And then he has a coming of age tale.
It's fun.
Yeah. And then so that's
just
my block.
Get your matzah balls out of here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and all that leads to FFFF.
Yeah.
What are your favorite posts on that?
Actually, my favorite post is about this pair of pants that are so fucked up. But did you guys see that one?
I read that.
That one's fucked
up. Yes. So you have them, right?
No, I don't have these.
Oh, you never bought them.
I never purchased them.
But and I saw them, and they were like a little bit longer than shorts.
They're jorts.
What the hell does that mean?
It's like
jean shorts?
Jean shorts.
Like you need them wearing with
construction
boots.
Actually, they'd be courts. They're khakis, so they're courts.
Yeah.
Khakis.
Yeah.
Like Alex from State Farm or Jake from State Farm? Khakis?
Khakis? They're fucked up. They're fucked up.
So
they literally made me sick.
How?
And I got like physically ill when I saw
these
pants.
The pictures of them, and you said that they made you sick, and I read it. And
yeah.
Like, what?
So I'm like a serial purchaser. So I'm like my credit card is linked to Urban Outfitters and Amazon.com.
That's the one, Amazon.
Amazon will fuck Amazon. You every time.
Yes.
And not in a good way. So the fashion suicide post is about these pants that just like, I'm like, I'm feeling a little under the weather. I just can't figure out why, except for these pants literally make me ill. And they're mom pants. Like, they have pleats in weird places and they're fucked up. And, you know, I just don't know who could rock those. I'm concerned for the human race.
Oh, I see them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, here's the thing, though. If they look like, if you're skinny, then they should be skinny weird. Like, right. You're skinny. They're pleated.
They're more than that. Yeah.
You're fucking pleated.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, okay. So think about it. You've been on hiatus with this for a couple years. It looks like you're going to be back.
I'm coming back.
Action, Jackson.
Yes. Coming back full force.
Full duty Guccione.
Oh,
and,
Jesus.
And what are the kind of things you're going to... Are you going to do anything within the neighborhood? Are you doing LA? Are you getting the hell out of here? What are you looking to do? What's next for FFFFF?
Okay.
Are there enough Fs in there? And if not, you can add more words to it. But FFFFF, what's next in the next coming year? Are you going to be adding to it? Should people pay attention to
it? People should pay attention.
Hearing the show right now, should they check in?
Totally.
What should they kind of expect?
Okay, so a lot about shitty dating. A lot of dating. Yeah.
Right. I think that's that. No matter what point in the world and in the
we can all relate. We've all been on shit dates. Fucked the wrong human, and you know, a myriad of times, and it keeps coming back to bite me in the ass. This is actually something. So my dad sends me this text message the other day, and he's like, "There's a correlation behind you dating the wrong men and finding the wrong jobs." And I thought, God, Dad. That's so poignant, but I'm not going to respond to this text message because I'm a little hungover and you stress me out in a myriad of ways. But yeah, so there's going to be a lot of writing about shitty relationships, bad dating, and food. So because I write for a newspaper. I'm actually a writer.
You write for?
Yeah, I write for Random Lengths. It's a local newspaper.
Random Lengths.
Yes, correct.
Cool.
Yes. So I write about you know. I'm a cuisine writer, so I write about restaurants that interest me in the Harbor City area, Long Beach, San Pedro, Wilmington. I don't know. I'm kind of going that. Yeah.
What are one of the places that you know in your heart when now moving forward that you know that like the newspapers haven't gotten or you haven't an assignment for it yet, but you know that it's like, oh, I need to get this one. Kind of like us with you being like, we need to get Gina Rucci out of here. What are one of the things that you want to write about that hasn't came up, the opportunity, whether it's through...
So I like writing about...
Is there a place, though, that you really are looking forward to?
So this is totally bizarre, but I feel like Santa Ana has a lot of shit going on.
They got a goddamn zoo and a fucking train station.
They do, but I feel like downtown Santa Ana has a lot of interesting places to write about.
They got a lot of Salvadorians.
They got Santa Ana. Papusas.
Wow! This became Yachty. The season three
yes.
greatest all-time guest. Yeah.
So,
one show deep.
So I'm interested in about, so food is supposed to transport you to a different place. That's like my thing. So that's why when I eat, like I want something, I want to feel like I'm somewhere else. And that's sort of what's important to me. So, like I said before, like if it doesn't taste good, I don't want to put it in my mouth.
Who does?
Yeah. That was pretty good when a girl says that.
Yeah.
What? Hey, you know what? Just fry it.
Yeah. You could deep fry that shit. Yeah.
Fry it.
I was going to go somewhere really weird with that, and I decided not to.
Well,
yeah.
So, one. I read a lot of your blogs.
Okay. That's really crazy.
Fonz, you read a lot of her blogs?
I did.
Those are vintage, Fonz. Boy.
Vintage blogs.
Those are vintage blogs.
So before scroll, the new shit's going to come on.
Yeah.
Hey, this shit was on earthlink.net. AOL.
You had to dial up to get that shit.
It was some dial-up shit, right?
Yeah.
Let me see that.
Yeah, okay. It's okay. Yeah. You got to get in there. It's a real thing.
I just gotta dig it. Just dig.
You gotta want it.
All right. You know what's this is the best part?
So you
part?
Went to Gorbals.
Editing.
Too, right?
Oh, dude, Gorbals is.
Tell me.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Like I like.
Wait,
food.
Wait. It's not the same color.
Because you have to have the water, homie.
Oh.
Because you can't drink that all day with just not. Well, you could do that. You could do that.
No, you just done finished it. Too.
You done. I got two bottles. Okay, so the Gorbals.
So like we see it online, and they have the battles. Yeah.
Walt's
it's herbal.
It is. It's gentian.
Gentian.
I will live forever. I am a golden god.
You are something. The Gorbals.
Okay. Yes, please.
So I went there. Now the restaurant's closed.
I don't know about food, but I like it.
Okay. I like it too.
I love it.
So you talk about the Gorbals?
Yes.
Yeah. So the Gorbals, actually a girlfriend, my best friend, Elise, told me about this place. And we went there. And So when I order food, I want something interesting.
Yes.
You know, like I don't want to.
You're not going to order a cheeseburger.
No, I don't want a cheeseburger unless like you know cheeseburger. And I'll tell you about cheeseburgers. Working class kitchen, if you want, in Long Beach. That I would eat there. I would eat there.
You should. It's over there off, like, right. You told me
about
it.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I got
the place
a burger.
Is bomb.
It was good.
It's no joke.
And you can buy like meat products.
Yeah.
You told me about that place too, but I haven't been there
yet. You got to go.
Yes.
Ask for Tim. Tim's the manager. He's chill.
Okay.
So anyway, so I go to the Gorbals and I'm like, I don't want, you know, salmon. You know, I don't want anything like that's in. I want something interesting.
You're bougie, but not that bougie.
I'm pretty fucking bougie.
All right.
I'm pretty fucking bougie. You know.
You sign up. Fuck it.
Get on the train.
Own it.
I'm trying. So.
I'm bougie. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Just follow it with that.
That's
I'm
probably
bougie, fuck you.
Yeah, and that's probably why I'm single, Fonz. Thanks.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, motherfuck. So, the Gorbals. So, something I thought that was really interesting about this place is like, so I'm not really into like the trendy bullshit, you know? Like, I want.
Your fashion?
Yeah, but those fucking pants with the pleats were.
Come
fashion.
On. They're fucking pleated.
Yeah, okay, but did you read the Prada thing?
It makes room for the fat.
I did read the Prada
thing. That thing was upsetting.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot look at a shirt that's got monkeys and bananas on it and tell me it's better than sex.
So you're telling me you never bought your jelly shoes? Your jelly...
I didn't buy those fucking jelly shoes.
Those are plastic shits.
My only regret in
life...
Those
are plastic shits.
Those are plastic shits. I wore jellies as a kid.
Yeah.
And my feet would smell.
That's when you wear them.
You know,
them.
And you're like, I'm fat, my feet smell... You know, and
sorry,
then now I have a complex.
I know a little bit too much about stupid shit. All
yeah, well, you know, but the Gorbals I thought was interesting, but it doesn't matter now because they closed down, which is really fucking upsetting.
Where was the Gorbals?
Downtown LA.
Where?
It was like on Spring Street.
Got it.
You know? But I still love downtown LA.
I do too. Yeah. So the whole new thing is like this, which I kind of like, is that... it's like local fresh fare and like communal seating and it's small plates and, you know, and they're trying to impress you. And I thought I thought the Gorbals didn't take themselves too seriously. Like we're listening to like the Chronic 2001 CD.
Yeah.
Like that's shit is blasting. And like on the menu, you can buy these people like around the wait staff, like a round of drinks.
Well, that's sort of like weird too.
But I kind of like that though. Cause it's that's like, you cool. know, fuck you. We don't take ourselves too seriously. Cause I feel like there are so many foodies who are so serious. And like when you start like study like molecular gastronomy and I'm watching these like interesting like food shows, and like you're in Spain and you're eating like the most expensive restaurant, or like there's that new place in New Zealand, I can't think of the name.
But then you think about Father's Office, and it's like,
bro, I've been there, done that.
Yeah, we all have. But it's like, the fact that you can't change the menu, which is pretty cool.
I want you to change the menu. Why? Look, when I go to a restaurant, I'm thinking
it's like, just you want the chefs to have balls. You said that.
I do.
You want the chefs to have balls.
I do. Look, right? I'm bored. I get bored easily. Yeah, so when cool. I walk into a restaurant, I'm thinking the same thing when I go on a first date. What the fuck are you going to do to impress me? Yeah. I'm already bored. Yeah. Bro, you got a story. It's long-winded. You got mommy issues. You know, I don't want to deal. What are you going to do? Like, let's dance.
Yeah. And, so, and avoid the bacon because
bacon and whiskey.
It's overuse. It's overused.
Yeah, it's exactly.
I get you. I know.
You know what I mean? So I'm just like looking for someone hold my attention. That's what I'm asking for when I go out to eat. Someone please like do something I haven't seen before. You know, I get it. So a lot of the times when I go to these restaurants, it's like, okay, your craft cocktail menu is fucking on point. Like, and this is weird. I don't go out in Long Beach. I went to the Federal Bar the other night. I went downstairs to the speakeasy. I go, I want something floral and frothy. I don't know who this guy was. He was cute. He was hipster. You know, he had the beard thing going on. And he does floral. He's like, oh, you want floral and frothy? I go, yes, for the third time, floral and frothy. Should I stand on my soapbox or do you listen? So he gives me this drink. And it's got the Saint Germain, which I obviously have in my bar cart. He's doing, you know, the egg white shit. He's got some other stuff in there. There's like something called.
That's
the
frothy part.
You gotta froth the fuck out of that. And he's got the Grand Poppy, and he's adding lemon and some other bitters and some weird shit and gin. And I was like, I took a sip out of this, and I was like, I can do this. I can do this dance. So I went to Redbird the other night. Good restaurant. Jonathan Gould just wrote a really nice review about them. We ordered probably one of everything on the menu.
I like that you said Jonathan Gold. I love that guy.
Right? Yeah. The guy's the shit.
Yeah.
I like it. Tell it how it is. Mm-hmm. He goes, I don't want something good boring like the salmon. Yeah.
CCRW.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We ordered one of everything, and I have to tell you, it was good, but I like things that are bizarre. So my favorite thing was the octopus salad. I like a grilled octopus. It's not overdone. It's not chewy. But their craft cocktails were like on point.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. That's my thing. That's my jam. That's my jam.
It's fucking awesome. This is like great, fantastic. There's a reason why you're doing this blog. It's not because you just fucking happen to like food. There's more.
No, I'm an asshole about it. Yeah.
Yeah. And we have one of the best assholes of food in podcasting right now with Fonzo right here.
I like it. Wait, what do you? Wait, so you're an asshole about food?
No, he just likes food. I don't know. I'll let him answer that question.
I'm not an asshole about it, but I like to try everything.
Me
I
love too. Fonzo.
You know what? Exactly. Every time I go to LA,
I won't be a jerk about it.
I will.
No, but every time I go to LA, I'm like, Fonzo, direct me. How many times have I said this?
Show me the way.
I got the day off. Fonzo, just take me. And I'm always excited. I'm always happy to go. And it's just this fucking. It's incredible. It's cool. It's like.
Take
it's
me
like
to another
all
place.
All these people like out in like Nebraska, Florida, Ohio, who are watching like the Food Network and watching these shows where like the dudes are like, all right, I'm going to take you what LA is about. Hmm. It's like Fonzo's at my phone call and at my disposal. Whenever I have the afternoon off, I just say, Fonzo's go. And then,
tell
like,
me, let's ride or die, bitch.
Yeah, exactly. And I love it because I like to think I'm one of the biggest or the most Angelenos around. I love all things Los Angeles. I grew up there. But he's more than I, and it humbles me, but it's cool because I love it. And there's something about preserving the old LA.
Yeah,
and there's something to making sure that there's still progression.
And I love when you say old LA because I know what you're talking about. You're talking about Echo Park, Boyle Heights, bro.
Oh, yeah. I know even like Hancock Park, all those areas. I love it. And me and him took a high school class on Los Angeles history.
Bro.
And ever since then, right, it kind of led to this is what we do.
Totally.
And, but you know, every time I want to do something, it's like, Fonz, take me. So then when the banter between both of you guys, I was like,
bring out the boxing gloves.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of boxing gloves, have you been to that one bar in downtown LA that's, used to be a cockfighting ring?
No.
Bro. What? It's like La Chita or so. I don't fucking know.
Is it like a cockfighting ring with like chickens or like with like.
No, pigs? Like 2 men enter, 1 man leave. No. That's West Hollywood, honey.
Okay, all right.
Reel it in.
Hey,
get your shit together.
I just want to like straighten the shit out. You know?
No. straighten the shit out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an actual cockfighting ring.
That's crazy. So you like rub street podcast, the website.
Yep.
Any other ones?
Yeah, I've been. Oh, Jesus. This is. Well, you know what's funny? So when you start Googling shit, then your Facebook feed gets like inundated with some fucked up things. Like, so Elite Daily keeps showing up in my Facebook feed. And they're like articles about relationships. So I'm like, I'm food focused. I'm a food focuser. Like, I want to know about food. But like, Elite Daily feels like it needs to tell me about like 15 reasons why you should be single.
Wow.
Yeah, that's been really cute lately. Or like 17 reasons why your boyfriend is an asshole. And it's like, oh, it's like,
I don't need 17.
I don't. I have one. Exactly. Yeah. So I haven't been on Grub Street lately because like I'm getting all of these literally like daily emails about, you know, why I shouldn't date who I'm dating, and I'm not dating anymore. Thank God. But what a fucking nightmare, you know. But it's like, that's just the universe trying to reel it in.
Gina.
Yes.
Where do people find you? How do people find you? They're going to hear this podcast. You're going to go out. You're going to do the comedy. You're going to do continue to blog. How do people find you?
Jesus. Oh, God. We talked about this earlier. I bought a domain name. Hopefully they can find me through that.
What's the domain name?
It's foodfashionfoolishfornication.com.
All right.
I really hope that that works after this evening because, like, you know, I'm really bad with science. So when they're like...
Science.
So earlier when you're like, how does this work? And I go, I don't know. Why can't you tell me how it works? Hopefully they can find me.
That's why I'm paying you, bitches.
Yeah. Yahtzee. Hopefully you can find me there. Otherwise, I'm on Facebook. Or Food Fashion and Foolish Fornication at Blogspot.
What's Facebook name?
Oh God, do I say my name out loud? You can just
not. It's fine.
You can. Gina Ruccioni.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Cool. Wait. Again, last thing. In a nutshell, what should we expect? More blogging. Stand up comedy.
More bad dates.
Please. Thank you.
There's so many.
Sacrifice for us, please.
What do you mean, more blogging about bad dates?
Yeah, I've sort of stopped doing the online dating thing because now at this point, like, I have so much writing material that I could, like my last boyfriend, I could literally throw everybody into the bus.
So more writing.
Yeah.
will you be doing more behind the mic stuff?
That's the goal.
Especially in our show.
Yes.
You know, Drew, on a side note, Drew, remember Drew St. Marie from Gondola Getaways?
Oh, I like him. He's funny.
We bumped into him, and he's like, I got a lot of stand material. I've never done it. It's something I want to do. And Gina's, you know, obviously she's on her own. I was like, dude, you should just have a Walter and Fonz comedy night.
I like it.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Let's dance.
Or a Walter and Fonz talent show, dude. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
As long as I don't sing.
Why?
You can do weird science. Science!
That's all I say. Beatles were just a band. Led Zeppelin, just a band. The Beach Boys, just a band. The Sex Pistols, just a band. The Clash, just a band. Crass, just a band. Minor Threat, just a band. The Cure, just a band. The Smiths, just a band. Nirvana, just a band. The Pixies, just a band. Oasis, just a band. Radiohead, just a band. Block Party, just a band. The Arctic Monkeys, just a band. The Next Big Thing, just a band. That should give equal rights to tragedies that occur in non-English speaking countries as to those that occur in English speaking countries. That should remember that guns, bitches and bling were never part of the four elements and never will be. That should not make repetitive generic music. That should not make repetitive generic music. That should not make repetitive generic music. Should not make repetitive generic music. That should not be my ride. That should not scream if you want to go faster. That should not move to the sound of the wickedness. That should not make some noise for Detroit. When I say hey, that should not say ho. When I say him, that should not say ho. When I say he, say she, say we, say make some noise. Kill me. Why have we bothered re-recording this vocal? That should not quote me happy. That should not shake it like a Polaroid picture. That should not wish your girlfriend was a freak like me. That should spell the word Phoenix, P-H-E-O-N-A-X, not P-H-O-E-N-A-X, regardless of the Oxford English Dictionary tells you. That should not express your shock at the fact that Sharon got with Brad at the club last night by saying, is it? Thou shalt think for yourself. Thou shalt always
cue.